Now, I think it's pretty safe to assume that many of you were listening to that business news on a transistor radio, a small portable piece of equipment which probably didn't cost too much to buy. Well, today, it's the golden jubilee of the tranny. Now, Rachel Rawlins has been looking back at its 50 years of history.
A radio so small that while it can't quite be strapped to the wrist, it can be slipped easily into an ordinary suit coat pocket.
An all-American success story, the Regency TR-1 was the world's first production line portable radio. Dr. Stephen Ryer is a professor of electrical engineering in Milwaukee, and he's also an avid collector of TR-1s.
I think what they were attempting to do was come up with a device that could be marketed as being able to fit into a shirt pocket. I've heard stories that sometimes they had to modify the size of the shirt pockets in order to make that happen, but it's quite small. It's a rectangular shaped device made out of different colored plastics, has a fairly large brass colored tuning knob on it, and really quite an attractive thing.
Here in the UK, transistor radio collector Enrico Tedeschi keeps his TR-1 in a bombproof case because he values it so highly. He says the change of the radio from a piece of furniture to a personal accessory had great social implications.
With the transistor radio, you could take the speaking radio in your pocket everywhere you went. The home radio was really under the control of the parents. They decided what to listen and what not to listen.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not.
It allowed the teenagers of the time to be able to go off on their own with their own pocket radio, listen to the music that they preferred.
Work it up in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Work it up in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Put up a roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll. Come on, shake, rattle and roll.
Rock and roll really developed just about the same year, 1954 and into 55, that this transistor radio appeared. The appearance of the radio could have driven popularity of rock and roll music and vice versa.
Dr. Stephen Ryer. The Americans may have won the race to make the first transistor, but they didn't stay out in front. The TR-1 didn't last long and was soon overtaken by Japanese models, which still dominate the global market. Enrico Tedeschi explains.
If you look at the Japanese transistor radios of the 50s, you can see that the components are made specially for the miniaturization. It also was a question of price. The cost of a Japanese transistor radio was much lower than the American ones. The TR-1, the first one, sold for $50. It was a lot of money at the time.
Of course, people don't only listen to music on the radio. There's news too. And for listeners of the BBC World Service on shortwave, there wasn't long to wait until they too could have their radio in their pocket. Enrico Tedeschi showed me the first shortwave transistor.
In 1960, Sony made this fantastic designed two-band radio, broadcasting and shortwave. It's very good for the time.
May I hold this? Beautiful thing.
Yeah,
beautiful. And you still have the leather pouch.
Yes, and the antenna, because for shortwave you need an antenna, which it didn't come out of the radio. It was in a separate pouch, and you had to screw it on.
Now, of course, you can buy a tiny tranny for as little as a dollar, and we rather take them for granted. But the TR-1 was just the beginning of something big, or rather, something small. Dr. Ryer again.
I see it in some ways as really ushering in the beginnings of the information age. That is, many of the devices that we have today that are electronic are based on the transistor in one form or another, either individual transistors as it appeared in this radio, or in the case of personal computers, many millions of transistors sometimes embedded in those integrated circuits. That wouldn't have been possible. Computers, as we now know them, would not have been possible if we had been sticking with the vacuum tube, which was the prevailing method of amplifying and switching.
Top of the charts this very week, 50 years ago, and doubtless heard on those first transistor radios was Kitty Callan, with a song which may have been going out of style, but with words which were uncannily accurate.
Now and forever, little things mean a lot.
Ah, the romance of radio.
Don't make them like that anymore,
do they? No. But if they did, they'd be very large and they'd sit in the corner of the room and they'd hum until we got ourselves some nice transistors. Now, that was Rachel Rawlins talking about a revolution in radio. It's coming up to 2:30. You're tuned to The World Today from the BBC World Service in London.